You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
The prisoner that goes to sleep every day, which is Michelle Smallman. You tie yourself up just to go to sleep.
Basically,
it's crazy.
Basically.
I'm hostage.
Under a weighted blanket, so I can't really move. And my mouth is too...
You are an interesting human, I'll tell you that much.
Hey.
Mouth taped shut. Now you got your finger all taped up from cutting it on a door this morning.
We wake up super early, and I learned the hard way how difficult it is to do this job effectively if you're not sleeping well. So I'm not messing around with my sleep anymore.
By any means necessary, I guess, at this point with Smalls. All right, Nuno, our producer here. Nuno promised that, hey, we're going to leave the 9 a.m. Eastern segment kind of open. Oh, yeah, why is that? Well, it's free agency day in the NFL. It's the legal tampering that starts at noon Eastern. Obviously, we're going to want to have some flexibility in our show. Talk about all the huge moves that happened before 9 a.m. Eastern that happened after last night. So, like, Russell Wilson of the Steelers can't be considered as part of that. Jerry Jeudy to the Browns, no. Chris Jones re-signing, no. Mac Jones to the Jaguars, that all happened. We've done that. So, Nuno, tell us where we're going here with some of this big breaking news this morning.
Oh.
All right. The Colts are signing linebacker Zaire Franklin to a 3-year, $31 million contract extension. His agents have told Adam Schefter. How about that for breaking news?
I mean, it is.
It's news.
It's news, and it's breaking. Okay, I don't know what more we do with that. Okay, what else do you? Any other options? Nuno.
Oh, here we go. Let's go.
The Lions are re-signing guard Graham Glasgow to a 3-year, $20 million deal that includes $9.5 million guaranteed. A source tells Adam Schefter. How about that?
Okay, it is breaking news, but Lions offensive line re-signing is a hot topic around the nation right now.
I don't think it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, not something that I think people are... The phone lines aren't lighting up.
Solid move by the Lions.
Your calls at 888 ESPN on the Lions offensive line.
This one is
Frank Ragnow.
This one has a huge implication. Javonte, hit the breaking news. The Jags have signed former Bills center Mitch Morse to a 2-year, $10.5 million deal, a league source tells our Mike DiRocco. Hey, maybe now Trevor Lawrence can stay upright and, actually do what we expected him to do.
That one I can make something out of.
I like that one. I like that one. Pro Bowl level center. They re-signed Brandon Scherf, all-pro guard this weekend. So, I mean, Jacksonville fortifying the interior of that offensive line, the guard center guard, that represents the fabric of the pocket.
Yeah.
And, you know, a place for Trevor Lawrence to step up away from pressure, it makes sense. I like the move. Like, that's what you should do. That's what functional franchises do. They don't concern themselves with the splashy moves or the sexy moves. They just make solid moves.
Yes.
And if you're Jacksonville, that's exactly what you got to do, knowing the position that the Houston Texans are in and challenging you for division supremacy.
He's the franchise, and you hope that he takes that next step. And the best way for him to do that is by protecting him.
Well, here's the thing. You talk about taking the next step. The Jaguars are going to take the next step with their commitment to Trevor Lawrence because he's going to get a contract extension this offseason. So if you're going to buy the house, you might as well get the homeowner's insurance too.
There you go.
And that's what Mitch Morse signing and the Brandon Scherf extension, that's what all of that is. If we're going to invest – nearly $300 million in our future franchise quarterback. Let's make sure that we do everything we can to keep him healthy and available.
All right, Nuno, you got a minute out of that breaking news. Anything else?
All right, no, actually, Canty, help us out, and Michelle and Evan, because you guys were all part of this that happened. What is Trevor Lawrence? Can we look at him and say...
No, don't distract. Don't distract. You left this for a big breaking news segment. Anything else
Excuse me, breaking news-wise? Look at him producing on the fly, though.
I see,
respect
I see where
it.
Went with
I love that, Nuno.
I respect the
I love it,
No, I'm checking it. I'm check yet. I'm not respecting
it. No, that was good work.
He's deflecting. He's deflecting. Any other breaking news, Nuno?
Not as of yet. But okay. We've gotten more breaking news off those three small stories than we have in, 5 months of you predicting we're going to have breaking news every day?
Well, every day I'm thinking, all right, this is going to be the day we're going to have big breaking news during the course of the show. But the Jaguars, it is interesting. The quarterback situation in Jacksonville, not situation, the quarterback position in Jacksonville has been a topic this weekend because they do go out there and trade for Mac Jones, obviously to be a backup. The 2021 draft is a fascinating one to examine because it factors in a lot of different teams, right? Jacksonville, number one, Trevor Lawrence, has he lived up to the hype? Number two, the Jets, Zach Wilson. We have sat here and said Aaron Rodgers needs a competent backup because he is 40 years old. He's coming off of a terrible injury, and the Jets need to prepare themselves for it. But we've also said, is Rodgers going to accept a competent backup because he may not want one? What happens to Zach Wilson? Trey Lance has already been traded to Dallas, right, from San Francisco. We know that. And Justin Fields and Mac Jones. Mac has been traded, and Justin Fields is the name that we're kind of waiting for after Kirk Cousins as to what happens here. So that 2021 QB draft in the first round has so many angles off of that one round of the draft. So there you go, Nuno. We got something out of that.
Let's get to the real crux of this. How do you guys feel about people in a group chat just having going on for 20 minutes?
Good. I'm glad you did this. Okay. Yeah.
It was
a ridiculous thing yesterday. So our group chat is meant for conversation in and around the show, yes. Right? Ideas for the show, stories.
Dropping links to read, breaking news.
It's not that we can't have the trash talking. That's fine. We can have that. But more times than not, it's like, hey, you guys saw Russ to the Steelers, right? Just making sure everybody's on the same page. Pat Costello and Sam Pierce, two members of our team, had a battle yesterday of probably 20 texts in a row on the group chat. And I don't understand. Like, it's like they needed an audience for that. They can't just text each other on the side. That, I thought, was too much.
And it was all about Trevor Lawrence, right?
Yes, whether or not Trevor Lawrence has lived up to the hype.
Correct.
But couldn't they have done that, just the two of them, and not with all of us? Or couldn't they, after the 10th text message, maybe said, hey, this could be a good topic for the show? Just ended it there?
I just don't understand what people want from Trevor Lawrence, right? I mean, you're talking about a guy that was parachuted into the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is an absolutely abysmal franchise, and he had a coach that seemingly wasn't interested in the job based on what we saw from Urban Meyer. He didn't even make it through his first season as the head guy in Jacksonville. That's how bad it was. So I don't understand what you want from Trevor Lawrence. He's had back-to-back winning seasons and won a playoff game. You know the last time the Jacksonville Jaguars had back-to-back winning seasons? Jack Del Rio was the head coach. It was 2004-2005.
Been a minute.
So 2 decades ago.
Yeah.
And this is what Trevor Lawrence has been able to provide for you. So I just don't understand how we would say he's underwhelmed. Like, were you disappointed in the second half of this year? Yeah. But as I mentioned before, he had a significant ankle injury and he was concussed. Well, I'm not sure what you want from him. If anything, that's proof of concept that the guy makes that much of a difference. When he's healthy, the team is great. When he's not, or if he's out of the lineup, they suck. I mean, I just don't understand why we have any doubts on what Trevor Lawrence is as a quarterback.
Well, here's why I would say that. It's not doubts as much as the word disappointing has come up. Here's what I would say. Is there another quarterback in the NFL that we look at and say we expect to be, maybe outside of Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league, that's not even close to the best quarterback in the league? I don't think there's one other guy that would be similar to Trevor Lawrence that you think has best in the league potential that's really not
Justin
that.
Herbert?
That's a good one.
Come on, man.
But he just got Harbaugh, so we look at him differently.
But still, though, Justin Herbert done got two coaches fired.
I agree, but we
all coach number three, and what year is it?
That's
his fifth
one.
Season?
The narrative has changed automatically, though.
Well, it's changed based on who the coach is, not anything we've seen on the field.
You're right.
It ain't changed based on anything. Like, okay. The one time we saw Justin Herbert in the playoffs, what did he do?
He choked
away a 27-0 lead against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I was going to say, to who?
Exactly. So, I mean,
I like those two in a category together. I actually really do.
But they're not. I don't think they are together.
Which one is better or worse?
Well, we've seen it. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been in the league 3 years. He's had two winning seasons. He's won a playoff game.
And the first year, you have to consider a wash. Yeah, that's not, so dysfunctional.
We can't blame Trevor Lawrence.
That had nothing to do with him.
In Jacksonville?
The fact that he was able to come out of that relatively unscathed and do what he did the year after that, I think, is a huge testament to, as you would say, his sports character and who he is as a player.
I'm not anti-Trevor Lawrence. I've said for the next 10 years, I think Trevor Lawrence over Josh Allen. That's how much I believe in Trevor Lawrence. Like, I think he's going to be phenomenal. I think he's going to be close to a top five quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
My almost knock on him is based on how good I assume he's going to be, and he hasn't gotten there yet, but I do assume he's going to be there. I understand you're saying we can't put these two guys together because Lawrence has actually been better than Herbert in terms of winning and losing. But in general, I asked the question, you answered it within 2 seconds, which was great. And I do think based on that categorization of, is there a quarterback that you could put second to Mahomes that's not yet second to Mahomes? And those are the two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I told you that Justin Herbert or Trevor Lawrence had a season where afterwards we sat here and we said Mahomes won and one of those two number two, you're not going to be surprised by that. Right? We know Burrow can be in the mix. We know Josh Allen could be in the mix. We know that Lamar can be in the mix.
I think C.J. Stroud will be in
the mix. We know C.J. Stroud can be in the mix.
Jordan Love is intriguing to me, too.
Yeah, he is.
But we never thought he would be the best quarterback.
No,
we didn't. There's a difference. Totally. He's emerged into that.
Totally. Yeah.
I think there is a difference
Big
between
difference.
That.
I agree. When you live up to the expectations, when you have all of the hype and you have the weight of the dysfunctional franchise as an extra layer on top of that, and you come in and you not only perform, but you exceed those expectations, that's when you know you're next level special.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think Trevor Lawrence has a chance to be. Because even with Justin Herbert, he didn't come into the league and we were thinking that he was going to be the next up after Patrick Mahomes. He was the guy that was taken after Joe Burrow and Tua.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Trevor Lawrence was number one overall pick. And we were talking about him being the first overall pick ever since he won a national championship at Clemson as a freshman.
Yep.
Like, it was a lot of anticipation, a lot of fanfare about Trevor Lawrence. Think about it. Teams were racing to the bottom of the standings in 2020, so they would have the number one overall pick to draft Trevor Lawrence. No doubt.
Rightfully so, I think.
He's in that Andrew Luck category.
Yes.
Where he comes out of college and you think he's going to be so transformational that you think he's going to be one of the next faces of the league. And I think most people expected Trevor Lawrence's first season to look like what C.J. Stroud's did, and it didn't. But that was outside of his control. But I think because we didn't see that out of the gate, and he was injured this season, a lot of people look at it in totality and say it's not what we expected.
Yeah, this is a big offseason for Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
This is a big offseason because you got the contract extension for Trevor, but you also got to figure out whether or not Doug Peterson is your head coach moving forward.
The irony of all ironies, who have I been saying Jacksonville? Belichick, right? That's my dream job for Belichick, to be with Trevor Lawrence.
Well, you know old folks go to Florida when they retire.
And you know, guess what? Matt can be there for 1 year then, because he ain't going to be there a second year. Bill's coming in. I mean, I can tell you that.
Don't buy a house.
If it doesn't work out this year and Belichick potentially is their guy, Mac, goodbye.
He's buy a house.
See
that's
you later.
Where he's from.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
you
right.
Down there.
He ain't going to live in the house. There's Belichick's there, I'll tell you that much. We're on Sportsman, like presented by Progressive Insurance.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
You gonna do
this
the dance?
This song is like no words, right?
I'm doing
aren't these all the words in this song? It's just a good beat and just dance to it, I guess. No?
Yeah.
I don't know the words to the song. Yeah.
I just know.
It's catchy, though.
Yeah.
Body, yeah. Yeah. That's all we need to know.
So, Chris Jones staying in Kansas City. 5 years, $95 million guaranteed. And the core is in place for a long period of time because Mahomes ain't going anywhere. Andy Reid's going to get extended this offseason, you would think. Travis Kelce, maybe he's the one that
he
can
ain't
walk
going
away.
Nowhere.
Yeah, but he can
not this
he,
all season.
No, not anytime soon. It doesn't seem like Chris Jones, Steve Spagnuolo, like everybody that would be involved in that core of the multi-time champion Kansas City Chiefs, three-time champion Chiefs, they're staying and they ain't going anywhere.
How much did Chris Jones get again?
$95 million guaranteed.
No, what's the total contract value?
I have
to look.
It's
158.
Is that what it is?
I think it's 158. It's great.
You okay?
It's great work if you can find it.
Well, you found it. I don't know if you realize that.
It's amazing work. It's amazing work.
L'Jarius Sneed is the one thing that's out there, and I'm not trying to downplay whether or not he's back, but their core is back. I mean, if you think about the championship teams over the course of time in the core, right? Like Michael, Scottie, Phil were there the entire time, mm-hmm. right? For the Shaq, Kobe, Phil, there the entire time. Steph, Clay, Draymond, Steve Kerr. Bob Myers, not there now, but there the entire time.
Belichick,
right?
Brady, right?
Belichick, Brady, and Kraft, I think, was important in that, as you know, because Gronk wasn't there the entire time. Welker, Edelman, Ty Law, Lawyer Malone, these guys weren't there. McGinnis, Vrabel, Brewski, they were there for a lot of it, but not all of it, right? This crew is going to be there together for a decade. If you think about the years they've already put in and the future years now, there's no reason to pick against them. God forbid injury, of course, but there is no reason to pick against them. Now, there's going to be supplemental pieces that are going to change. L'Jarius Sneed may not be there. Trent McDuffie's great right now. Ultimately, he's going to want a huge contract. He's going to deserve it. Their cornerback may not be there. Tyreek Hill, not there. Mike Town.
But that's the move that gives you confidence that if those key cogs aren't there, they'll find a way to be able to replace
them. Exactly right.
They'll find a way to be able to work around it. Like, we didn't think that the Kansas City Chiefs could offset the loss of the fastest player in the NFL. The guy that's by far the fastest with the ball in his hands. A player that's so good that the Miami Dolphins decided to pay him $30 million a year and he's not a quarterback. Like, think about that.
He's that dynamic.
And all the Chiefs have done is gone back-to-back world champions.
Oh, is that all?
That's all they've done. Back-to-back world champions in one of those seasons, Patrick Mahomes won MVP. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all they've done. So, I mean, they continue to retool on the fly, and you're seeing various iterations of this Chiefs team throughout this dynastic run that they're having. But keeping Chris Jones in place, their best defensive player, and I would say probably their, at this stage, second-best player on the team – I just think that this is the team that is obviously going to be the ones to beat in 2024, and I'm not picking against them to actually three-peat, although we've never seen a team do it in the history of the league.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I'm certainly not going to pick against them. You're not going to hear a peep from me this year, but you're right. Having so many key pieces in place is great for them, but just with Chris Jones specifically, Patrick Mahomes overcomes a lot. But I in no way want to downplay what this defense meant to this team this year.
Yeah.
They would not have been in that position if it weren't for Chris Jones and this defense. And bringing him back, making sure that he is taken care of and that he's going to be there for the future is very critical to their success moving forward.
I think I totally agree with you, but I was dead set, as you guys know, all year that this was the right way of building the team. Spend the money on the defense, less money on offense. I still believe that. I've now added to that thinking a little bit. The Kansas City Chiefs are so good with their core. I think they should just make the decision if they're more offense or defense based on whoever comes there for cheaper. Like, oh, we can get three wide receivers for a dollar? We're going to be an offensive team. Like, oh, a couple of linebackers want to come in here. Bobby Wagner wants to join us in the last year of his career kind of thing for a cheap deal. Cool, we'll bring him in. Like, they are so good and have that core set up that I don't think they have to decide which way they're going. I think it's they'll take the lowest offer.
Well, but they've shown us what they're willing to spend money on, though. The Kansas City Chiefs believe in building a football team front to back, inside out, right? Like, all of the players on the fringes will invest draft picks in, but we're not really going to extend those guys, right? Look at the wide receivers. They're not paying those guys a lot of money.
No need to.
Look at the corners. They're not paying those guys a lot of money.
No need to.
But they pay the offensive linemen. They paid a defensive lineman, and they paid a quarterback.
And they paid the wrong offensive lineman, which is amazing.
But still, but I mean, that's where they parked the money, though.
Yes,
that's their
agreed.
Football philosophy. That's what Brett Veach and Andy Reid believe in. Mm-hmm. And they've had a lot of success being able to do it that way. That's what you should do when you hit on the quarterback. That's how you should win. See, that's the thing. At its core, the modern NFL is a very simple game. Protect your quarterback, affect the other team's quarterback. If you do that better than anybody else, guess what? You're going to win a lot of games. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs have done. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. That's what they're doing better than anybody else. They've got the best player on the planet in Patrick Mahomes.
By far.
But they do a great job of protecting Patrick Mahomes. Just look at the sacks on Patrick Mahomes relative to anybody else. God doesn't get sacked.
But that's also why, you know,
he doesn't get sacked.
And Hembo says this on Greeny a lot, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time here on ESPN Radio, that QB, the sack is more of a QB stat than it is an offensive line stat at times. At times, right?
Yes,
but right, in this specific case, though, it's not a coincidence that the greatest quarterback in our game today has the least amount of sacks because he knows exactly what he's doing, how he's doing it. He can read any defense. It doesn't matter what it looks like. He will figure it out, adjust protection, adjust all of it.
That's also coaching, too, though.
And they have the best scheme, coach in the game
today. That's coaching,
today.
That scheme, that's personnel, too. So I think it's all inclusive, but I'm just pointing out the fact that Patrick Mahomes, like, he doesn't get sacked. So they do a pretty decent job of keeping this guy clean, which is the most important thing. And then conversely, they affect the other team's quarterback at a really high clip. Mm-hmm. Think about the Super Bowl. How many touchdowns did Chris Jones save the Kansas City Chiefs defense in the Super Bowl? Two by my count. There was one where Brandon Ayuk was wide open, and there was one that Deebo Samuels was wide open in the end zone. Mm-hmm. Those are two. It's 14 points that he saved us. Two touchdowns. Like, I mean, like, that's – like, that's in a game where the margin for error is razor thin when you're talking about competing for a championship and the quality of competition, they have the positions that can impact the game the most. You got the quarterbacks, you got the offensive linemen, and you got the pass rush. That is the modern NFL.
Sprinkling Andy Reid in a Hall of Fame tight end, too, and I think you're in a pretty good position.
Well, and as a result of all of that, we are going to see deals over the next 3 days, 4 days, whatever it is, that we are going to come in on our show and say, did you see who the Chiefs got for how little they got them? It's going to happen, because why wouldn't you? I mean, end of your career, put you on the spot here, CeCe, with this. You know you have 1 year left in your career, theoretically. You're healthy, you're ready to go. You're not going to be attracted by signing with Kansas City, regardless of the price?
Of course you are.
Exactly.
Of course you are.
That's why I was convinced Mike Evans was going to go there.
Yeah, I mean, but like I've said, Michael Thomas, the wide receiver from the Saints, has been a guy that if he's out there, I could see them getting. Trent Brown, New England, right? He's an enormous human being. Has performed as an offensive lineman. Performed significantly better when coached in better circumstances than when he's not. That mm-hmm. guy, you could see signing with them for a cheaper deal, right? It's just like, I don't know. I think that there is no sign of this ending anytime soon. Not only because of Mahomes and Reed's greatness, but because they have recognized what their core is, and their core is not going anywhere at all. And they don't want to go anywhere. This is not like I'm sick of this. They have no interest in going anywhere. It's a phenomenal setup that they have. And they have created in Kansas City, which means a lot of people are going to be buying tickets, obviously, to that. And they are going to do that, CeCe, by way of Vivid Seats.
Oh, yes. Vivid Seats. Secure the seats and the memories this year from Vivid Seats, your home for every dunk, every slap shot, and every stolen base. Vivid Seats celebrates fandom with unbeatable rewards like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. With Vivid Seats rewards you earn with every purchase, from buzzer beaters to walk-off home runs, Vivid Seats has a great selection and great prices on all the games that matter to you. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, official ticketing partner of ESPN. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Noon Eastern today, legal tampering period begins because nobody has talked to each other yet. They're first going to start at noon Eastern time today. Adam Schefter, I'm sure, will have all of the information as soon as it happens, obviously. And we here on ESPN Radio bring it to you. Yesterday, Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler put together an amazing piece on ESPN.com with all kinds of news and rumors around the league. Basically, I'm going to just classify this as things to keep an eye on. They weren't reporting it was happening. They were just saying some things to keep an eye on. So let's go through this. So first off, they said don't rule out Kirk Cousins back to Minnesota, right? They're not saying it's going to happen. They're saying that basically all of us, me included, have kind of penciled him into Atlanta. Don't rule out Cousins back to Minnesota. What do we think about that news and item there, that rumor there from those guys?
I've already ruled it out. Okay. I mean, here's the thing. Minnesota is not the favorite. That's Atlanta. They're not even the second favorite. That's the Las Vegas Raiders. So the Minnesota Vikings are third when it comes to odds to being able to sign Kirk Cousins. And I just stand by the principle that if it was going to happen, they would have done it by now. I just think that this ship has sailed. And there are other viable options for Kirk Cousins with teams that have a similar supporting cast for him to work with.
I'm not going to rule it out because Kevin O'Connell has been so vocal about wanting Kirk Cousins back. We know how much he enjoyed his time in Minnesota. We know that the team responded well to him. There's a lot of reasons why he would go back there. If I'm Minnesota, I'm trying to stay firm in my negotiations and get him at our price on our terms. It doesn't seem like that's happening. So maybe if they adjust and they're willing to pay more, we could see a reunion. But right now, I think it's still Atlanta, even though I'm not ruling out Minnesota.
All right. Some other things to keep an eye on. They said the bridge quarterbacks. They said keep an eye on Jacoby Brissett to New England, Drew Locke in Carolina. Now, he wouldn't be a bridge, but he'd be a backup. The connection to Dave Canales, their head coach, they were together in Seattle. And then keep an eye on where Sam Darnold and Jameis Winston go, that maybe they could be in the mix for a bridge quarterback. Any of those guys excite you for any possible scenario?
No.
I like Jacoby Brissett in New England just because of what we've already talked about. This is a professional quarterback, and if you're going to draft a quarterback, Jacoby Brissett is who you would want the young guy to be able to learn from. And you know Jacoby Brissett is going to be a good teammate because he's shown the ability to be able to do it in the past. Remember what he did with Cleveland once upon a time with Deshaun Watson and how difficult that situation was? He came in, he played quarterback, and he gave the Browns chance to win football game week in and week out. I think Jacoby Brissett can do a similar thing in New England before giving way to whoever they take with the third overall pick.
All right, other things to keep an eye on. They said Christian Wilkins. Remember, the Dolphins did not franchise their defensive tackle.
Yeah.
CC came on the air that next day and said it was a huge mistake, and we all just thought that mistake was because they needed more money ultimately for the Tua long-term deal, and that Wilkins they deemed to be expendable. Dan Graziano, Jeremy Fowler said, keep an eye on Houston, Detroit, Cleveland, Minnesota as potential destinations for Wilkins. All right, which one jumps out at you guys as, wow, imagine him on that team?
Well, I like Houston.
I was going to say Houston, too. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. I'll let you break down the Houston one because I got another one. I got a dark horse that's not on the list.
Well, for me, I look at the Houston Texans and what they were able to do in C.J. Stroud's rookie year. And if they continue to build that team, I feel like they're going to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Like, he's got them in a position in his rookie year where we forgot about the hot mess of Houston. They were a playoff team. Imagine adding pieces to that team. And a defensive-minded coach, I love him to go to Houston.
I just think about the value proposition with C.J. Stroud, though, because he's on a rookie contract and you're getting top 10 quarterback play. I mean, think about the discount. I mean, if you're a top 10 quarterback, you're making $50 million a year. And they got CJ Stroud for the low right now. So, I mean, that would be great to take those resources that you would otherwise have to put in your quarterback and invest it on your defensive side of the ball when you've got cornerstone pieces like Will Anderson Jr. and you've got Grenard and you've got Derek Stingley Jr. Like, to add Christian Wilkins to that, Mitch, that would be pretty dangerous. But there's another place that I like Christian Wilkins a lot. And I don't know how they would make it work, but it's exactly what this team needs to move them closer to a championship, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. I like Christian Wilkins with the Dallas Cowboys. Michael Parsons talked about it earlier this offseason that we need one of those big monsters at defensive tackle. Well, this guy checks the box. Going out and getting a player like Christian Wilkins and not re-signing Tyron Smith, your left tackle, and not re-signing Tony Pollard, that would be money well spent. because it takes the strength, the identity of that team, and makes it that much stronger. It makes Micah Parsons better. It makes your linebackers better. It makes your secondary better. And so I love the idea of bringing some nasty to that locker room, bringing some nasty to the defensive side of the ball. They drafted Mozzie Smith with a first-round draft pick in order to try to fill that need. That necessarily hasn't worked out to this point. Going out and getting a guy like Christian Wilkins makes a lot of sense for Dallas.
All right, some other rumors that Graz and Fowler mentioned on ESPN.com. They said, keep an eye on trade candidates. Let's start with basically the entire Chargers roster outside of Justin Herbert. They mentioned Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, Mike Williams, and even Keenan Allen. Should take a flyer on any of those guys by way of trade, knowing if they don't trade them, some of these guys would, or Keenan Allen may be a free agent, if I'm not mistaken. Those guys are basically available, is what they said. Would you want any of these guys?
Can you give us a list again?
Oh, I mean, Khalil Mack.
Mack, Bosa, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen.
Khalil Mack.
Yeah, for sure.
Khalil Mack played in 17 games, had 17 sacks.
But what number are you taking on there?
Listen. I mean, I don't know that you have to trade for him because they might have to cut him.
That's what I'm asking.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if you got to worry about trading for him, but if you do, it's going to be a low-round draft pick, and maybe you give him a multi-year extension to lower the cap hit for this upcoming season. But, I mean, a big part of the cap hit is what the Chargers had to deal with his contract. So I don't know, man. Khalil Mack for that kind of production, even at this stage in his career, I think he's money well spent. I mean, he's 33 years old as a pass rusher. He's still got some tread. He's still got some wear left on those tires. Man, I would, if you're a team that's fancying yourself as a championship contender, you can never have enough pass rush, and this guy has it in spades.
Give us a team. The team that says this morning, if we learn that Khalil Mack gets released theoretically by the Chargers because they have to get under the cap by Wednesday.
Ooh, if he gets released?
If he gets released.
The Baltimore Ravens. That's what they do.
Oh, forget it.
That's what they do. No, seriously, that's what the Baltimore Ravens do. Oh, like, wow. If you're a veteran that can produce and gets released, they want to sign you because it doesn't work against their compensatory draft pick formula. Like, that's what they do. So they're looking for those types of guys that end up being cap casualties that can play good ball. Like when I was with the Baltimore Ravens, they couldn't wait to sign Elvis Dumervil. Like that was the one.
Like, Remember the whole fax situation with him?
But L came in and gave you double-digit sacks instantly. Like that's what the Baltimore Ravens do. And so for a team that's that close, they need more pass rush. Like I get it that they led the league in sacks, but they did that by manufacturing a lot of that pressure. And guess what? The guy that did that, Mike McDonald, he's now the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. So bringing in another player like Khalil Mack that you compare with Odafe Owe and all the other guys that they have, Kyle Van Noy, and then Justin Madubuike, who they resigned this weekend, I love that for Baltimore. Like again, you can never have enough pass rush, especially if you're in the AFC and you got to deal with that gauntlet of quarterbacks. Khalil Mack would be huge for them.
Fascinating. The Chargers are one of the most interesting teams because they have so much that they're getting with Harbaugh and Herbert now.
Yeah.
But so much is going to go away from that team.
The team is going to change a lot.
It's not going to be how we've known it, which is not a bad thing.
It's not because they've had all of these names on there and these guys haven't been able to stay healthy.
Correct. No.
They haven't been able to stay healthy.
It hasn't resulted in anything.
They're the offseason paper champs every single year. Something about that has got to change.
Yeah.
The last thing they threw out there, they said Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler, ESPN.com, some of their news and notes, rumors, getting ready for today, noon Eastern time, legal tampering with the NFL. They said some people believe around the league that the Cowboys will pursue Saquon Barkley. What do we think about that?
Don't love it.
For which party?
For Dallas. Don't love it. Don't love it. I don't love it. And it's Saquon Barkley is a hell of a football player. And I think he's got a lot of good years left in him. I think he's got two or three more seasons where you're going to get prime Saquon Barkley. I don't know that moves Dallas materially closer to winning a championship. I just think there are other places that they could spend that money on their team.
Is there any position that's popping out to you?
Yeah, defensive tackle. Yeah. They got to figure out defensive tackle. They got to extend CeeDee Lamb. I think they've got to extend Micah Parsons because that's only going to get more expensive. We'll see what they end up doing with Dak Prescott. But there's other places like defensive tackle and linebacker. Like the middle of their defense needs work. Like Bobby Wagner has been linked to the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because the middle of that defense is SOF capital T, soft. And it's hard for Micah Parsons to be at his best and to be effective when teams know they can attack the heart of your defense.
So if I told you right now those two moves happen, the Dallas Cowboys today, hypothetically, instead of putting money in the running back position by way of Saquon or anybody else, that they would go out there and figure out a way, maneuver the cap to get Christian Wilkins and Bobby Wagner, you would say what about the Dallas Cowboys?
They're in the NFC Championship game.
Wow.
We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
All right. So our parlay hit on Friday night. Miami Heat on the road, Oklahoma City Thunder. They, of course, lost. Bad weekend for the Miami Heat. Bad
you don't
stretch,
say.
Bad stretch of games. But that horse came through for me because we had the Miami Heat plus 11.5, and we had the under on the team point total at 227.5. And guess what? It paid out at plus 157. So you made some money this weekend. I was able to take care of a nice dinner, nice time out on the town, okay, if you played my best bet. And I'm trying to get your week kicked off the right way with my best play tonight. We're going back to the association. The Toronto Raptors on the road against the Denver Nuggets. Second night of a back-to-back for both teams. I don't think the Raptors are going to beat the Nuggets. But I also don't think the Raptors are going to lose by 20 points or more. So we're taking the Toronto Raptors plus 19.5, and we're taking the over on point total at 226.5. Now, we're buying back some points on the spread and the point total. But, hey, in a two-leg parlay, it pays out at plus 122. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Go get your money, man.
Survived a terrible, terrible moment in our history.
The most unsportsmanlike moment of the day.
That was terrible.
Was not a great look.
All right, every single day at this time, we give you something weird, quirky, different around sports and entertainment. There is nothing more quirky and different, I guess, than what John Cena did last night at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Showing up literally naked, just covering himself with the card to award the winner. Fascinating moment. Got attention, that's for sure. Everybody was tweeting about it last night. So John Cena, I think we're going to start with him as he has the most unsportsmanlike moment. I don't even know if we can show it on TV. I mean, I guess they showed it on ABC.
I was going to say, it was on the Oscars last night.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It was covered.
Yeah.
How much would you have to get paid to do that?
Currently?
Yeah.
Insane amounts of money. I want to do that in my own house.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation.
I was naked in a locker room full of reporters. Water is wet. I mean, you go, but actually pay me for it.
Pat said 50
but it's
bucks.
Different when you're standing on stage by yourself. You're in a locker room. You're going about your business. It's a little different.
If I look like
spotlight
is it,
on
is it with cameras all around?
Yeah, that's true.
Is it? Is it different?
I didn't think about all the cameras.
Is it different?
Good point.
If I look like him, zero. If I look like him.
You'd pay them.
Yeah,
go out there, butterball, without the car.
Did you see him? Did you see this guy?
Blur out on TV.
He doesn't have an ounce of fat on that.
No,
on
that's
him.
Good.
So, yeah, anyway. All right, a couple other things. So, a couple of nights ago, Steve Kerr coaches the Warriors. What I'm about to show you on ESPNU, ladies and gentlemen, is not Steve Kerr. But it looks like him. I have never seen a lookalike more, this guy,
wow.
There is a guy who just went to the Warriors game. Everybody was tweeting that he looks more like Steve Kerr than Steve Kerr does, which, wow. I mean, it is remarkable. A literal, like, exact identical twin.
Wow. The hair and everything.
I mean, if he shows up in Warriors gear, he doesn't have to pay for anything in
Correct.
The Bay Area, right?
I would tell everybody I was Steve Kerr.
Right?
Do we think this guy's even from the Bay Area, or did he go to the game knowing he looked like Steve Kerr to get noticed? Like, if you're him and you look that way, knowing that Steve Kerr is a nice guy that everybody there probably likes, you just move to the Bay and take advantage of every free meal.
I'm going to say he's from the Bay because, I mean, based on where he's sitting, I think he's got pretty decent seats. Those ain't the typical seats. Those look like them plush courtside seats.
Totally.
So, yeah, I'm sure that this guy is doing okay in life for himself. So I don't think he needs to play that card and just show up thinking that he's going to get noticed. Because if he can afford those seats, he's doing all right.
Yeah, sure.
Next one. Well, on our show, I'm known as the front runner, right? Because I am. But, I mean, I think the...
I was going to say, no one has or just you are?
Well, yeah, all the above.
Self-proclaimed front runner.
Yeah. I think the most famous front runner is Drake.
Probably, yes, no doubt.
Well, he was at the Kentucky game yesterday.
Of course
and he and John Calipari are, like, legit buds. And Drake was all in the meetings and everything like that with Kentucky yesterday. And Coach Cal put out a picture of Drake and John Calipari.
Yeah, I mean, he had the Wildcats at his palatial estate in Toronto practicing. It was like a Drake day for Kentucky Wildcats basketball. And they were all just practicing. After the practice, they had a party at his house and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, he's a Kentucky super fan. Now, hasn't necessarily materialized in anything good for the program, but yeah, Drake's a fan.
He is.
Is him being a fan of the team to kiss of death, is that the KOD?
Well, no, because he's a Raptors fan and they won.
Good point.
He's from the six.
He's a Raptors fan. They did win.
You know what I mean? Yeah, what's more impressive to you, CeCe, that Drake hasn't jumped on the Chiefs bandwagon or that Evan hasn't jumped on the Chiefs bandwagon?
I would say Drake because he's dropped Patrick Mahomes' name in a couple of bars in his songs. To date, I don't know that we have an Evan Cohen or an Owen Cohen reference in any Drake song. So I'm going to say Drake not jumping on the Chiefs bandwagon is more impressive than Evan staying away from the Chiefs bandwagon.
Okay. I'm surprised.
Or Owen staying away from the Chiefs bandwagon.
I'm surprised you guys haven't pressed me at all on a potential team for me if I do jump ship. With New England.
Well, I don't think you're going to jump ship until you see what the quarterback is.
Yeah, but there's a team.
I think if the quarterback is good.
Well, then I'm on.
If Jaden Daniels is your quarterback and he has a season like Lamar Jackson did his rookie year, then I think you're all in.
There's a team, though, that I'm surprised.
Is it Jacksonville?
No.
Well, I know you love Trevor Lawrence.
The Steelers.
Oh, because of Russ?
I love Tomlin, and I've been supporting Russ. And that's they true. Have that tradition that I like, that discipline,
that hard-nosed nature. Deal. It's a one-year deal.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying. All right. Last thing for unsportsmanlike moment. This is remarkable. So Kayla Ard is the or was the head coach at Utah State, the women's team. I guess they lost the game, and she went to her post-game press conference. Take a listen.
And how do you plan to rebuild for next season?
I'm not going to be rebuilding. I just coached my last game at Utah State. I spoke with Diana, and they're going in a different direction, and I respect her decision, and I hope they get a really good coach in. I'm assuming that's going to be the last question.
She got fired after the game.
Well, damn, hold on now. They just fired her, and she still got to do the post-game press conference?
I'm like, a little confused.
At that point, I no longer have any duties as the coach of Utah State. So I'm not going to sit there at the podium and answer questions about what went wrong on the court. I'm done. That ain't my job no more. Leave that to somebody else. If the AD has got the gall to fire me before the post-game press conference, then let the damn AD tell the media what went wrong in the game and what went wrong for the season.
That's also a risky move. To fire somebody before they go meet the media?
Yeah.
When they're emotionally charged? That's a risk.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You know what you could do is get up there and tell the truth about everything.
Flamethrower. Just tell the truth about everything. That's
I don't know enough about her as a coach, but I know based on who she just displayed, the fact that she didn't do that, she's attractive for the next job, right? Like, oh, there's a character person. There's someone that actually may have information that's not going to squeal and actually be proper. In the way in which she handled, I'm impressed by her. No,
I'm impressed by her too. But that's a risk by the university.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, the only reason why she wouldn't take a torch to everything at Utah State is for that exact
reason.
For
the
next
job, because then she's the one that took the torch to the university, and then the next university is like, I don't know that we.
But
can
that's kind of tacky, though, to fire somebody that close to the game. Like emotions.
Did they fire her? Like, we don't know. Maybe they fired her days before and they let her coach out. Isn't that what happened with Jim Fossil with the Giants? He got fired and then could coach out the rest of the season, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they told her right after the game.
Okay.
Yeah, that's tacky, man.
Big time.
That's tacky. Like, don't do that to me. Like,
there's
certain rules to this thing about termination. Like, another one of those things that bothers me, and I know this is not, I'm over it. But if you let me get to work that day and then you fire me that day after I done worked for you, what the hell is wrong with you people?
Seriously, call me the night before.
Exactly. Call me, let me know that you're getting rid of me so I don't have to come into work that day. Because I don't want to feel a way toward anybody on my way out the building. I don't want to see anybody if you're firing me. Don't fire me at work. Fire me through a phone call. That's good enough. And I don't have to come to the office and meet with somebody. Just go ahead and fire me. Call me. Let me know that you no longer need my services. Cool. I'll do us both a favor and not show up.
Yep.
Well, I know you're giving people advice as to how to fire you. We're in for Greeny next, so maybe don't do it now. We are on to Tuesday and Greeny. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Canty, and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.